When Absalom and his army officers had decided on a plan of attack, Jonathan and Ahimaaz, the sons of Zadok and Abiathar, the priests of the Lord, were secretly informed so that they could bring a report to King David. The two young men were waiting outside Jerusalem, as they did not dare to be seen in the city. But someone noticed them and told Absalom, and the prince at once sent men in pursuit. Jonathan and Ahimaaz were able to shake off their pursuers with the help of a woman who let them down into an empty well. Then she spread a cover over the opening and scattered grain on it. So Absalom's men, finding no one, returned to Jerusalem. In the meantime, all the loyal Israelites rallied round their king. David had gone to Mahanaim, a town to the east of the Jordan in Gilead. People brought large quantities of provisions, as well as blankets, bowls, and other utensils for the troops. David mustered his men and appointed commanders over them. He divided his army into three parts. Joab had command of the first, Abishai, Joab's brother, the second, and a man named Ittai commanded the third one. "And I myself will surely march out with you," said David. But the people answered, "You must not go. If we are forced to flee, or even if half of us die, they won't care. But you are worth 10,000 of us. It would be better for you to come to our help, if need be, from the city." David agreed. "I will do whatever seems best," he said. So the king stood beside the gate while the men marched out to battle. He said to the three commanders, "Be gentle with the young man Absalom, for my sake." David had never ceased to love his rebellious son. The troops heard the king giving orders about the young prince. The army that Absalom had hastily mustered from all Israel was put under the command of Amasa, one of David's nephews and a cousin of Joab. These troops crossed the Jordan River and camped in Gilead, to the south of Mahanaim. It was during this time of deep distress that David wrote Psalm 3, and perhaps also Psalm 4. His faith in God remained firm. He relied on God as his only protection in danger, and his only hope for the future. "O Lord, how many are my foes," he writes, "but you are a shield around me, O Lord, my glorious one. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety." The two armies joined battle in a wooded area called the Forest of Ephraim. It was uneven ground, with pits, ravines, and marshlands. The army of Israel was defeated by David's troops, and 20,000 men fell on that day. Absalom fled on his mule. As he hurried away, he rode under the thick branches of a large oak, and his head got caught in the tree. He was left hanging in midair while the mule kept on going. One of David's men saw this and told Joab, "I have just seen Absalom hanging in an oak tree." "What?" replied the commander. "You saw him? Why didn't you strike him down? I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a warrior's belt." But the man replied, "Even if 1,000 pieces were put into my hands, I would not lift a finger against the king's son. We all heard the king say, 'Protect the young man Absalom for my sake. If I had killed him, you would have been the first to blame me.'" Joab refused to listen. He hurried to where Absalom was hanging, still full of life, and plunged 3 javelins into his breast, and his 10 armor-bearers struck him until he died. Then Joab sounded the trumpet to bring the fighting to an end, and David's troops stopped pursuing the Israelites. They took Absalom, threw him into a big pit in the forest, and piled up a large heap of rocks over him, while the men of his army fled to their homes. Ahimaaz asked Joab to let him run to bring David news of the victory. Joab replied, "Another time, but not today, as the king's son is dead," and he sent another runner instead. Ahimaaz insisted, "Come what may, I want to run." "You have no news that will bring you a reward," Joab answered. "However, you may go." The young man ran after the first messenger. He took a different route and got there before him. David was sitting by the town gates. The watchman on the roof of the gateway reported the first runner. "He's got news for us," the king said. When he reported the second messenger, David replied, "He's also bringing news." The watchman recognized Ahimaaz, and the king said, "He's a good man. He comes with good news." When he was near enough, Ahimaaz called out, "All is well," and came and bowed before the king. "Is Absalom safe?" David asked. "I don't know. There was such confusion," the young man replied. Then the other runner came, saying, "Good news, my lord the king." David said, "Absalom, is he safe?" The messenger answered, "May all the enemies of my lord the king be like that young man." David knew then that his son was dead. Next episode, David's return.